Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
Went to the Dodger game on Sunday.
I knew you had something going on. How was it?
Great. Awesome. First game I've been to all season.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good time.
Did you have good seats?
Excellent seats.
Where were you sitting?
Right behind the dugout.
Oh, you couldn't get any better than that?
Oh, God.
You couldn't get any better than that.
That's awesome.
Sat next to my new neighbor, Alyssa Milano.
Your neighbor's... What?
Isn't she dating somebody on the Dodgers?
I don't know.
That's your neighbor?
Yeah.
I get B-list and you get A-list.
Yours just move out.
Yeah.
She hasn't got a restraining order on me yet.
Did you tell her that you... Hell yeah, I did. You did.
Like, hey, neighbor. When can I come over and get a cup of sugar?
I'll show you who's the boss.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're stalking her, because if you've moved in next to her, then you end up next to her at the ball game. There's a lot of coincidences there. You just happen to sit next to her.
And hey, look at this. We should hang out more often. Want to go out? Sure. No, nothing like that. It was kind of like, I was trying to play it cool, you know.
Wow.
Like you've been there before?
Like I've been there before. Right. Hell, like I've met people before. Come on.
Well, I haven't, so it'd be new and fresh to me.
All wiggly. And offered her Perrier.
Yeah.
Why does that sound so familiar?
Yeah. When Tiffany Thiessen finally moved away, I finally drank the Perrier. It was flat as hell. It's been in the fridge for 5 years.
Yeah.
Never came on that ding-dong Perrier.
Oh, would you care for some Perrier? I have lemon and lime.
If she's hanging out at your house, she's going to need something a lot stronger than Perrier. Bring out the Middleton whiskey.
And after that, I went to Laughter Heels.
Thing
over at the Canyon Club with Craig Shoemaker.
I wanted to do that.
You probably laughed out now, but that was hilarious.
Believe me, I was all day drinking and having a good time. Sucks. So, I'll be in one of those moods all day today, people. I'm sorry. I apologize now.
Are you slightly, you know, hungover or still inebriated?
Yeah, I'm not really hungover. I just don't feel good.
Well,
I kind of have a numbness to me.
He sat here earlier for us. You were out getting coffee or something, and we're just sitting here, you know, in silence as we do, waiting for the show to start. And Frank goes, damn. I got a fart. And I'm like, oh, great. And I said, okay, well, go ahead if your stomach hurts. Go ahead and I'll hold my nose. He goes, no, trust me. It's going to be rotten, rancid, Corona, fried food, fart. And I'm like, well, I can handle it. I mean, I don't wait to be
sick
to your stomach.
Look how nice she is. She's like, I'll hold my nose.
Well,
I'm like,
I don't want you to be sick to your stomach all day. I mean, if you got to release some pressure.
So you ask Heidi.
I don't think the equipment can handle it.
You ask Heidi, but you didn't consider me walking back into the room with my coffee.
Oh, if she hadn't been here, I would have done it.
You'd have been like, what is that surprised Corona? You. Is that rotten Corona and Dodger food? Is that a Dodger
I just blame the weekenders. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? How many times do I have to complain?
Tell that damn Schindler this is the last time.
What did he eat over the weekend?
Oh, well, it was very nice of you to warn me ahead of time. But you
I still got the bubble baby, though, going on.
You kept it in.
Yeah. At least you asked, though, Frank. That was nice.
Yeah, very kind.
That was kind of nice.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the story over the weekend about the missing girl in Aruba?
Yeah, very...
No, I missed it.
Did they find her because the police were searching the waters around the island?
No, they haven't found her, but she was, I guess, there with a group of her friends. I think 125 kids went from high school, and there were only 7 chaperones, and this girl was seen. She's like, they go, oh, no, she's an honor student, and she's a very respected
very
girl. But she was seen getting into a car in Aruba with 2 guys.
Oh, I didn't hear about that part of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're interviewing her friends, and they're all from Alabama, and they seem like sweet girls. But I'm just thinking, I went to Fort Lauderdale in college. There were 6 of us, I think. And... Yeah, well, I had that one friend, my friend Carmen, who, you know, we'd all go out and we'd get ready to leave the club and we're like, where's Carmen? I don't know. I don't know. We couldn't find her. So sure enough, she calls us 2 days later. She had met some guy and she's on his boat somewhere. And it's like, you don't go onto a strange guy's boat in Fort Lauderdale. No, he's really nice. He's fine.
His name is Scott.
He says he's a producer and can put me in movies.
So I'm just wondering what the story that they keep leaving out or that I've been in, somebody heard about it, you can call in, but how did you lose her? That's what they've never covered. The girls are like, she's really nice, and I know she wouldn't do anything. And
they were in a bar.
Is that what the story was?
Well, what's the name of that place? Carlos? Captain Carlos or something like that?
I forget.
It's a bar. I've been to Aruba. I know exactly where the bar is. Yeah.
Oh.
And it's not a really bad place as far as, like, you can walk down the streets and you're not worried about getting mugged and there's really no vendors. I mean, it's pretty nice. It's like a Dutch island, so it's not bad.
Let me explain the missing girl. There's bad people that can stop by the nice island.
They went to...
But it's pretty small. I mean, you can't really go... I mean, you you take a Jeep, you can go around the whole island.
It's like 6 miles long. I mean, it's not a big place at all.
Yeah, it's really small. To lose somebody on six square miles, hell, just look.
That's why they think she's no longer on the island. The theory was, last time I saw about that, Heidi, was they were searching the waters outside the island, implying they dumped the body. But now they're thinking, you know what? She's gone. She's on a boat, and they took her away.
Yeah.
She's no longer there.
Argentina's only like 60 miles away.
Oh, really? Oh, so she could be like in slavery, knitting little bamboo hats or something right now.
Argentinian bamboo hats.
Very popular. They need to kidnap people to make those.
Did it make it worse for you, Heidi, the fact that she was, you saw the photo of her, right?
Yeah.
Very sweet, very attractive, and she was an honor student, so she was
five,
smart.
410 pounds.
She was perfect. Smart, intelligent, beautiful. If she were dumb, short, and fat, they wouldn't even be searching.
Who'd take her?
Well, yeah.
If she's short, ugly, and fat, well, we know where she is.
Well, who knew that you needed to be beautiful to make a...
Shirley's right here.
Argentinian bamboo hat.
Please, someone take me. Validate my reason for existing. But didn't it seem more... It just seemed like, especially when I saw the news coverage over the weekend, all the anchors were practically in tears. Oh, this sweet, lovely girl who was so intelligent. Oh, she's so beautiful. They were pointing out the fact it was worse, I thought, because she was hot and smart.
Too bad a pretty person got taken.
For someone who ain't hot or smart, it was insulting. We want our equal time.
Yeah.
Next time one of us goes missing.
So none of you think that...
We never even hear about the ugly that go missing. No one looks for them.
The friends, you don't think the friends had anything to do with it?
No, I don't think so.
You didn't get that vibe at all?
No, I mean, who knows, but... No. As you said, people probably wander off. And even though she was very smart and an honor student, didn't keep her from hitting the booze, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going down there in spring break, you go in there to get wasted and have a good time and party. So the thing was, oh, she'd never do anything bad. Well, you know what? If you're a high school kid, you've never been drunk before, you don't know what you're going to end up doing. You get in cars when you wouldn't do that sober.
Maybe she was eaten by a shark. Because like when I was there, I said you can rent Jeeps and just drive around the island, and you stop and take pictures, and there's one side of the island that's the side that has the roughest waves and the hardest rip tides, and all the sharks hang out there because there's sunken ships.
Oh.
And so, when you know, for scuba diving purposes, they told you where to go. And so, maybe it's kind of secluded over there. No real developments, no hotels on that side of the island. Maybe she went over there with those guys, hanging out on the beach.
Drinking.
You know, got in the water, and shark! Who knows?
Maybe it's what they were looking for under the water. They had divers looking for legs, I'm guessing.
But it's not a bad island. I mean, it was not one you would be scared to drive around not knowing where you're going.
Well, when they showed the cops going to the two men that they were going to question or whatever, they went to their house, and it was like a boarded-up shack. I went, oh, nice place. So, to me, the part of Aruba they showed was an S-hole. I mean, it was horrible.
Frank, I know you've been there,
it's not plush. Damn, highfalutin.
If you stay on the roads of a resort like that, you see the nice stuff they want the tourists to see. But go two blocks off the road, that's where the riffraff lives in cardboard shacks that are serving you your beer.
Right.
And pumping your gas. So I'm sure there's a horrible part of the island, too.
But if they make a living from tourism... You know, that's how they have their jobs, is serving beers to the fat white Americans. Well, then why would you ever make the island kidnap island? You wouldn't.
Oh,
that's your job. It's your gig. It's your economy. You wouldn't screw yourself.
Well, someone wasn't thinking. What have you done? You've ruined our island.
No one's going to come to Cuba now.
Well, anyway, if anyone's seen the updates this morning, 520-9710.
She's dead.
You think?
Yes. She's long gone.
No, but there's a story in the paper today talks about a Texas A&M University student who had been feared murdered after disappearing nearly 7 years ago has been found alive and working in Kentucky at a Sam's Club.
I love this.
Are you joking?
No, I'm absolutely serious.
Oh, my
this
God.
Girl, I guess, her name's Brandy Starr. She went missing in October 1998, and police spent hours searching for her body and stuff, never found her, and they presumed she was killed or gone like this girl.
Right.
Ended up finding her in Kentucky working at a Sam's Club. So the reason that she took off, basically, was her mother and her got into an argument about her grades at school.
Her sophomore year,
the grades she was getting at Texas A&M, they got into an argument, and they said, we're not going to pay for your school if you don't keep your grades up. And so she just bolted and never told anybody where she was going.
Disappeared.
How in the hell do you do that?
She just did. And the thing is,
that's how big Sam's Clubs are. You just get lost in them.
They said for the last 5 years she's been using a real name and a real Social Security number. She wasn't doing anything wrong, and they're not going to arrest her as of this morning because she hasn't violated any law. You can disappear if you want, if you don't have obligations. If you're a sophomore kid in college, mom and dad's paying for school, and you've had enough of them, you can do what she did, just disappear without telling anyone. That's not against the law.
And so if people search for you and you didn't ask them to search for you because you didn't tell anybody you were going there, that you can't be responsible for the price for searching for me.
No. In fact, see, one of the investigators says, this is a quote, the responsible thing to do would have been to let someone know you're okay so we don't expend man hours and effort trying to find a missing person. But, yeah, that would have been the honorable thing to do, but that kind of takes the wind out of the sails. If you just want to disappear and,
right.
and torture your parents, you can't have the cops go, hey, she said she's fine. She just wants to get away from you. Well, that ruins the...
Yeah, that's like running away from home when you're 12. You don't want to call and go, I'm running away from home. I just want to call it, you know, my friend Jen's house.
Right.
I'm like, well, woo. I mean, that's not... But I would be pissed at my parents because if they have your social... If you have somebody's social security number, you can find them. And I know my mom knows my social security number, so the fact that I was gone for, what, 5 years, or how long was she gone?
Seven years.
7 years, and you couldn't find me, and I was working in Sam's Club in Kentucky. Thanks for looking hard for me, Mom.
Well, she wasn't really hiding it. It's like, for us, she's using her real name, Brandi Starr.
And real social security number.
But police don't have access to IRS records.
Can you believe that?
It's like, if people are missing, that's the easiest way to find them. It's like, find out if they got a job someplace.
Right.
And if they haven't reported any IRS or anything, then maybe they are dead.
Huh.
I didn't know that the police couldn't contact the IRS. That didn't make any sense.
That'd be the easiest way to find somebody.
Yeah, obviously, in this day and age of terrorism, they should be able to contact anyone they want. But that's how you can get away with it,
I guess.
You're
telling me that my mom couldn't say, oh, my daughter's been missing. Here's her social security number. Could you do a search?
No, they can't. The police can't. Well,
that is screwy.
And that didn't make any sense. That's the obvious place to look. That's the quick way to find them.
Hmm.
But they can't.
Because, by God, that franchise tax board finds me wherever I move.
Oh.
Those bastards.
Did you hear, they've talked one time, I guess the daughter has made one phone call to her mom and said, I don't want anyone to see me. In other words, she's not going to make up. Did you hear what the mom said? She had a little press conference. She told the press she's going to sit outside the Sam's Club parking lot to see her if that's what it takes. Oh, great.
Mom's my stalker.
She's become a club member and go get some toilet paper and some batteries and go see your daughter.
Yeah, well.
Right.
What do you mean she's going to disappear again? Now, Mama knows where she is and she's going to find her. Zip, she's gone. She'll be with Michael Jackson on a plane somewhere.
Go to Costco on Sepulveda.
Hell, go in and buy a pallet of daughters. Who cares?
520-9710 is our number. Hello, Jackie in Upland. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Hi, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
I was just going to let you know, I saw on the news this morning they arrested those two men for the girl in Aruba.
Aruba.
Yeah, and that they found something to do with her in their house.
Oh.
Something, personal belonging or something.
So, well, this is like the Peterson thing. You're going to have circumstantial stuff. Maybe it's the two guys who took her out or took her home from a bar.
They killed her.
Well, maybe she just stopped by to use their bathroom.
They killed her.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I just wanted to let you know I saw an update.
Well,
thank
that's
you.
Sad.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's
poor
long
thing.
Gone.
And she was so beautiful and smart.
That's what they keep saying.
Yeah. Hello, Patricia in Santa Monica.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I have a really bad feeling. I think she's been killed, too. Probably she's been raped and killed. That's the story.
Are you a fortune teller?
No, I'm not. But, you know, you watch this all the time happen in the news. And, you know, it's been so long since she was... You know.
But you said you have a bad feeling. Is it just because of this particular case you had a feeling about?
No, you know, I watched a lot of news about people being missing, children being abducted and all that stuff. And you just get a feeling, you know, that, you know, it's been so long. They would have seen something. And now that the other caller said that they found some personal belonging in the suspect's house, then, you know, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, it's intriguing. But, you know, a lot of people thought the runaway bride would have been killed. And this missing 7-year-old girl from... working at Sam's Club. There's a lot of people who just want to get away.
Mm. Yeah, but I think the runaway bride, the media actually jumped to the conclusion that something terrible had happened, but it's, you know, it hadn't been a long time since she was missing, so... but this, you know, island is so small, you know, they would have found her already.
Yeah, it is small.
Yeah. Well, you just take 6 feet to bury someone. Shovels in the middle of the night. Is it sandy down there?
It's so small, you'd see a fresh hole. Like, hey, someone's been digging right here.
You plant shrubbery on top and spread
it's
leaves
very rocky.
Around. Oh.
It's a very rocky island, not very tropical.
Oh, it's not sandy? I think it's like Hawaii
No. It's a very rocky island.
Oh.
It doesn't sound pretty at all. I always thought Aruba was this, like, beautiful, lush, tropical place. It's not?
No, it's a desert island.
So they photoshopped the travel brochures?
With a casino.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, you know, the Hawaiian beach and...
Yeah.
Maybe they pulled Siegfried and Roy and fed her to the white tiger they got down there.
No.
They had a white tiger in a great big cage.
Well, that's nice. The habitat they like to live
in. Come to Reuben, look at the tiger.
And the cage. Mark in Pomona.
What's going on?
What's up, Mark?
Newsflash. Aruba's off the coast of Venezuela.
Oh, Venezuela.
What did you say, Argentina?
I said Argentina.
Heidi, I want to take you there. Take you to Charlie's.
Charlie's?
Carlos and Charlie, that's the place.
Huh.
I'm in. I'm ready. I'm up for anything.
Heidi, we're there. And then let's go missing in a lighthouse. Yeah, right. She's an honor student Christian flag twirler, and she gets in a car with three guys.
That's a little
was
odd.
Was it two or three?
You're going
to do that in Birmingham? Yeah, right.
You know, if she's, you know, I don't know, but if she's like this protected, sweet little wholesome pure girl from Birmingham who's never been exposed to the big bad world, and she's, you know, beautiful and attractive and maybe a little tipsy, maybe she's never been tipsy before. I'm just saying that because if she was an honor student, I'm thinking back to the honor students I knew didn't drink. Maybe they do now.
Was this an all-girl field trip?
I don't know.
Because I can't imagine that you got this very attractive, smart, 5'4", 110-pound, blonde, blue-eyed girl, that there's not a couple guys on the field trip with them that want to bang her and get her drunk. Like, so there's always going to be a guy with an eye on her because if she gets hammered, I'm going to take advantage of her.
Yeah.
Right.
Mr. Banging Strange down in Aruba.
But you figure there's some guy pursuing her. There's some guy watching her. Maybe, you know, she did get in the car with those guys and one of her psycho crazy boyfriends killed her. And they're blaming it on the Arubans.
How do you get... And it's hard for me to imagine if you've never been kidnapped. But if two people grab you and put you in a car, in that second before the door is closed, if your brain kicks in, you got to fight for your life. Why can't you get out of it in most cases?
Did you see that video of that woman getting kidnapped? Guy picked her up like a sack of potatoes.
What? No,
grabbed her by the arm, grabbed her by the leg, and stuck her in the car.
Really? It's
like a surveillance video right here in Hollywood outside of an apartment complex.
Wow.
You see this guy, like, he knocks her to the ground, and she stands up, and she, like, in a fighting stance, like, and he grabbed her by the arm and grabbed her by her thigh and picked her up
just
on the ground where she couldn't fight. He had her basically hogtied.
Did he have help?
No, just him.
Well, then once he throws her in
and
the car.
He wasn't a really big guy.
But he's got to go around to the driver's door, and that 2 or 3 seconds it takes to run around for him to get behind the wheel, can't he open the door and get the hell out?
Guess not.
I know it's easy to sit here and say I would.
I know. See, I always think that, too. I'd be like, I'm fighting, kicking, biting, poking eyes out, jamming my hand in your
mouth.
Maybe
you're in shock where you're just like,
I know.
You're
what just happened
frozen
to me?
In fear.
Mm-hmm.
Why not open the car door as soon as he presses accelerator and, you know, tumble out?
Maybe you have child locks on.
I'm going to kick the damn window out. I mean, I don't know. It's easy for me to sit here. But it seems to me if you've got a few seconds where you live or die, pull out all the stops.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fair. Go for his eyeballs. Bite his eyes out.
Bite his eyes.
If you're going to die, you know what?
Close.
Gotta have an overbite.
Turn into a psychopathic maniac monster that he doesn't want to be around.
Right. She could eat eyeballs through a picket fence.
David.
Yeah, the guys that were arrested, they said they dropped her off securely at a hotel room and the security cameras never picked them up, dropping it off.
Uh-oh.
They did it.
Oops.
So,
didn't look good there.
That's why they arrested them.
Well, let's send Grissom and Georgia Fox down there with their blue light, their dusting thing. Put them on the
their
case.
Dusting thing. Is that the technical term?
That's what it is, yes.
All right.
The deluxe dusting thing. Back with your calls, 888-520-9710.
97.1 FM Talk.
So a sweet, attractive, beautiful, young student in Birmingham, missing from Aruba,
Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you in my car with my friend here and drown you in the ocean. I'm sorry, Steve.
Right, okay.
Steve's like, turn the music
you, and screw you.
So like a rim shot.
Ooh, I want to do you and kill you.
It's horrible.
Oh, God. I smell a parody song.
Yeah, okay. If she got in the car with two guys, that's horrible. But, I mean, if she were down there to drink and party, think of when you were a high school or college kid that age when you really hadn't drunk much.
Mm.
The things you do that you wouldn't normally do, you're not thinking right if you got booze in you.
Right.
And I don't know if she was drinking. If she wasn't drinking, then it's...
Yeah, Carlos and whatever the hell.
Charlie's
at the bar.
Well, okay, so she's drinking.
Yeah.
And she... probably got feeling better than she ever had before.
Well, especially,
that's pretty much where all the bars are, right there on the ocean. This is bar after bar after bar.
Mm.
So, honor student be damned. Doesn't matter how smart you are in classes. You get some booze in you the first time, and you're feeling good, and everyone's down there partying. A couple guys are making you feel really good, and they say, get in my car. I'll show you the beach. It's the end of her. Sad. Hello, Hillary.
Hi, guys. I love you guys.
Okay.
I just wanted to put a little hole in Frosty's theory there.
Yes.
I was an honor student all through high school, graduated high school early, was all AP and honors classes, and I was drunk almost every day.
Every day?
My teachers called me Alky.
Your teachers did?
Yes, they thought it was hilarious because I could get straight A's and 100% on my test and be drunk at lunch.
Well, the fact that that was hilarious means you are an exception. Most people that smart aren't like you.
Plus, I've been to Birmingham, Alabama, and there's nothing to do there. So she'd have to be drunk unless she liked being bored.
I've been there as well. Very conservative town.
It's like being, for me, it was like being dropped in the middle of the Blair Witch Project. It was nothing but trees and nothing to do.
Yeah, so when you get out of there, you are going to go crazy.
You're going to go nuts, right.
You know, my band played there for 2 months.
Maybe that's why y'all did so well, because there was nothing else going on. Yeah. It was like, we want to go see...
We were a hit.
Want to go see Frosty and the Dudes? Sure, it's either that or look at the trees.
That's right. They're easily entertained there.
Well, I'll look at the trees again. 2 months.
Yeah. Played for a month, and they had us back a few weeks later for another month. Played
Where'd you play?
In the places...
Holodome?
No, it's now a Hilton. It used to be called the Kaler. It was just like a hotel, the hotel bar.
And you get to stay there at the hotel for free?
Oh, yeah. I had a pool and everything.
Did you have any Birmingham groupies?
Yeah, we'd have the same crowd every night. Of course.
Quality?
No, not at all. We're talking southern, you know, middle Alabama, you know, hillbillies, whatever. But it's a place you want to get out of and get away from, especially if you grew up there. I think you can't wait to get the hell out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Did chicken wire surround the stage?
Oh, we should have had it.
I like those old honky-tonks. I love that.
Should have had it. Nothing worse than playing to a crowd of drunk people screaming, you know, Roll Tide! And they're not paying attention to your ballad. Excuse me, I'm singing here. I'm singing here. How deep is your love? How deep? Excuse me, is anyone noticing my song?
That was one of your hits?
How deep is your love?
That was our Bee Gees medley we used to do.
You used to do a Bee Gees? Really?
Yeah, that's...
Come on.
Well, when I played, that was the era, Frank.
Which BG were you?
I can't believe they actually invited you back, probably to hang you guys.
You were Robin, weren't you?
Robin.
You were the
I
Robin.
Was Maurice.
All right.
Yes.
Did they get them on their feet, the Bee Gees melodies? Or medleys?
We'd have medleys. Yeah, we always had them up and dancing, yeah. Anyway.
What's your favorite Bee Gees song?
You know, there's so many, Frank, that I like.
You seem like you would have been a Bee Gee fan.
The thing is, it's, no one is going to stand up and say they ever liked the Bee Gees in this year. But
The Bee Gees.
I think everybody likes the Bee Gees, don't they?
That's how they say it in Alabama. What? We thought we was getting the Bee Gees in here tonight. What are they doing that music?
A Bee Gee medley? Well, what the hell are you going to do to it?
Boy.
What about tea now? Oh, my God.
Anyway, but in their day, they were cool. Man, in 77.
They had some teeth, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Those boys in their BG teeth.
Did you have the Barry beard?
No, I had the mustache.
Okay.
The cheesy porno mustache going on. I've got photos I'll try to dig up somewhere. Long hair halfway down my back.
Really?
I've got to find those photos.
Yes, you do.
Mullet?
Or like all one length?
No, the 70s, the butt cut. You know, everyone had the same hair.
Oh, the feathered
hair
on the side.
Yeah.
And spray.
I looked like Scott Baio. I had Scott Baio
you
hair.
You had feathered hair?
Yeah. Well, everyone did.
Down to the middle of your back?
Oh, my God.
Somewhere between my shoulders. And, yeah.
Down. Like every
feathered?
Girl.
Yes, like Fat Farrah Fawcett?
With moose. I'd go through a can of moose a night. It sucked because we had, I think, in the second set, I'd have to put a cowboy hat on to do my cowboy song, and it'd mess up my hair. I'd have hoss hair the rest of the night.
You should have waited until the last song, when the night was over.
I looked like a giant Arby's sign up there.
Makes his own horsey sauce.
What was the country song after the Bee Gees?
Just Swingin', I think.
Oh, okay. John Anderson?
John Anderson. Yeah. You know this, don't you?
Uh-huh.
I think it was Swingin'.
Yeah, you can't stump me with country.
Well, we did Elvira. We did all kinds of good classic tunes.
Boom, bop, boom, bop, mow, mow.
Is that your part? No, I was still
mow, mow.
I was Joe Bonsall. And my biggest hit, George Jones. Hey, stop loving her today. We do that at closing time, so they don't leave. Hello, Star.
Hi there. I was listening to a news station last night, and they said that they found a blood-soaked mattress that they were doing DNA testing on. So
notice how quickly we go from jovial laughter to blood-soaked mattresses
yeah.
in 5 seconds.
You get everything here on the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show.
They found it in the guy's house. They picked her up?
They didn't say. They just said they found a blood-soaked mattress and that they were doing DNA testing.
Well, everybody
on it.
Has one of those.
A blood-soaked
yeah,
mattress?
So. Yeah.
Well, I don't know where they didn't give much information on it.
Find your sheets, Frosty. I'm sure there's some blood soaking under
yeah.
there somewhere.
If you pop the fitted sheet off once in a while, you'd see some blood soak.
It's not a pillow top. That's a scab.
Well, my mattress may be spotted here and there, but I doubt if it's soaked.
Why would you have blood spots? I mean, you don't have a girlfriend.
I get spots on my sheets. I'll get out of bed and I'll see little bloody spots. And the reason is because I think I have back zits.
Oh, back me?
Yeah, there's a couple areas.
So you roll over and you pop your back zits. How hard is your mattress? You're popping zits on it.
He sleeps on a bed of nails.
I should get one of those $7,000 Certum Cedar.
Chatham and Wells
free mattresses you got.
I sent it back. It wasn't free.
Really?
You got rid of it?
Yeah, it's too stiff.
$7,000 mattress wasn't good enough for you? The Princess and the Pea?
It had that memory foam in it. You know those pillows that just, you put your hand in it.
I bought
and
two of those and
stays.
I hate them.
Yeah, they're kind
of... A lot of hype behind that crap. And, yeah, it's too hard to roll over because once you sink into it, and it memorizes you.
Yeah.
When you try to roll over, you got to sink into it again. It's not like instant reaction. It's kind of like a slow sink.
Yeah.
It's like the quicksand mattress.
Yeah, so I didn't like it, so I ended up getting another one.
I bought two pillows that were like that, like $125 a piece or something. And everyone's, they're amazing. They're amazing. I'm Bed Bath & Beyond or something like that. And I get them home, and it was... They're horrible.
Yeah,
they're really hard, aren't they?
They suck.
And so I went to Target, and I got my $7, my little $7 pillows. Quite comfy, by the way.
I've seen those expensive ones, too. The pillows aren't worth it, then?
No, hell no. I gave them to Goodwill.
Some socks.
Gave them to Goodwill.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So all the homeless and the poor have these $120 pillows out there?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if I'm sleeping on the ground,
it
might be nice.
So, Frank, I'm confused about your $7,000 mattress. You took it back, so now the next person gets a used mattress?
I don't know. I don't understand.
You slept on it for a couple weeks.
They're going to have it in the showroom with me, a life-size cutout of me.
Oh.
Frank slept on this for 2 weeks.
Oh, that might actually increase the value.
Now, sniff it.
You never know.
I'm going to cross it out and go, and about 8 whores. Whore-tested.
Whore-tested, mother-approved.
Al, you're on with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, you three. Here's a little 411 for you. There's actually a lot of cases been done in the islands of people getting killed down there. One was like a nobility family. Their daughter's 17 or something, and they did a whole documentary on it. The islands, they say it's really unsafe outside of the resort.
Aren't there pirates out there in the seas off the islands?
Aye, there are. There'd be pilots out there.
They actually still have pirates, and there's several cases still going today.
Now, forgive me, because we all know what a pirate looks like, or supposedly what they,
Heidi, think first, okay?
No.
You want to say this out loud.
Yes, I do.
This
I want to say it. I don't even care. I don't care if I make a fool of myself. Now, I want to know, do pirates still dress like that, or would I recognize a pirate if I met a pirate?
Yeah, they're large wooden ships.
They dress like Johnny Depp.
No, I'm saying, do pirates still wear the pirate garb, the patch on the... So it's just a guy in jeans, and he's a pirate. I go, what are you doing? He says, I'm a pirate?
It's a guy on the sea that overtakes other vessels and steals everything from it and probably
so he could have on
steals
a,
the boat and kills the people on board.
He could have a Hawaiian shirt on and white pants.
And a gun,
and that makes him a pirate.
He could look like Captain Steubing in a white,
Doesn't it just make you a thief or a criminal?
But on the seas, that makes you a pirate.
It's piracy, so anyone who does it is a pirate. Even though, I wonder if some still adhere to the stereotypical look. If you're really going to get into it.
I would.
Have the flag with the skull and crossbones up there.
Your hand.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I would if I was a pirate.
Well, yeah, I'm going to wear the outfit. Doctors wear scrubs. The pirates wear a patch.
Would you be flamboyant Johnny Depp pirate or,
a ticking crocodile?
Or Rupert-looking scruffy pilot?
Pilot. I want to be a pilot.
The Asian pirates? every time you see a movie or, the stereotypical pirate, there's no Asians on the boat.
That's true. I wonder why that is.
Well. Anyway, we have more on the bloody mattress.
How the hell did we get here?
I feel like one of those happy dappy television news things. That's right, Heidi. This just in, Al Qaeda has killed 26 Marines. Freddie.
All right. Actually, I called to let you guys know. Actually, I got two things now about a pirate. But first of all, that blood, if that lady was actually watching the news, she would have heard the part. But that blood has been tested, and it's not even human blood. It came from an animal.
So now there's a mattress soaked with animal blood in a hotel room in Aruba. Okay, ooh. This is a nice place, Frank.
And as for Heidi's pirate question,
yeah.
You guys probably won't even believe me, but I used to work at this company, and there was actually this guy who claimed to be a pirate from the sea, and we gave him hell so bad that he ended up quitting and going to his ship.
A pirate from the sea.
He said he was a pirate. He said he was a pirate.
Is that what he put in his application? last place of residence. The sea.
Isn't that what you claim when you go back to Ireland? Where have you been? I've been at the sea.
Famous from the sea.
We made him cry one time because we asked him if he had a parrot on his shoulder. If we killed it, would he kill us? And then he got all sad on us.
Oh, the tears of a pirate.
That's a sign. Pirates don't cry. Well, does it cover the bloody mattress or not? Back with your calls, 888-520-9711.
We have figured out nothing.
Not a thing.
I told you it was going to be one of those days.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank filling yet another week with cheaply produced shows. Why, you just record it and play it back later. You don't have to pay the air staff, do you? No, it's free. Roll tape.
We should strike.
Email audience checking in at letsbefrank971 at msn.com. Fernando says, I think I'm just a few intelligence quotient points dumber from Heidi's pirate question. I told you. You need to think before you speak.
That's okay. I wanted to know, and I'm not a... It's a show about honesty, and I honestly didn't know, so I honestly asked.
If they still drink rum.
I don't know. Do they?
Probably.
Why wouldn't they dress kind of pirate-like scruffy?
Like Captain Morgan.
Because if you live on the sea, there's not like a fine clothing store. There's not a Fred Siegel in every port. You
right.
Probably wear, you know, ratty-tatty.
Or is there a Fred Siegel?
Fred
How you like them apples? They're rotten, I tell you.
Give me some props for the setup of the week.
That's pretty, that's an assist.
Fernando writes back, turn her microphone off, goddammit.
I'll turn it right now.
Hey, that's nice.
It's off.
Ah.
The Fernando...
Lee Fernando.
My friend?
Heidi, shut up.
Turn it off, Heidi.
I don't like you anymore.
Heidi.
I help you no more.
Oh, well.
Heidi.
Say one more word, we'll raise you 1%.
Tony emails us, Frank, if I have to hear Heidi and her effing pop the fitted sheet off comment once more, I'm going to go crazy.
I didn't even say that today regarding sex. I said that today regarding Frosty's mattress being blood soaked. I said, why don't you pop the fitted sheet off and check it? I wasn't even talking about sex that time.
They just hate you saying that.
All right, I won't say it
anymore. Pop the fitted sheet off.
Fine.
Find something new.
Fine.
Let's come up with something. Something you can say in the future.
I'll
not put on the spot.
I'll think about it tonight.
Sounds like a type of vodka. I'll have a shot of pop the fitted sheet off and...
you got to think about this?
I want it to be something real good, Frank.
Well, I'm torn because I could do half an hour on fitted sheets. Because I really have that problem.
Oh, how about, you know, we knock the lamp over? I don't know.
Yeah, keep working on that. Maybe you do need to sleep on it.
It was a real toe curler.
Toe curler?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll take your pantyhose off next time.
David.
Man, you guys crack me up every day. Thanks for coming to LA. Hey, I want to try and clear up something here for Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be able to help you figure out what a sea pirate looks like the last caller, but if you want to see what a butt pirate looks like, just look over at Frosty.
Oh, I just look straight ahead here.
Yeah.
I always say wear yellow t-shirt.
Oh, that little pip will go down in the annals of history, won't it?
That's funny. I'm going to give you a prize, though. That's funny stuff.
And what's wrong with your yellow t-shirt?
It's a little large and pale.
It's like a sail. I got the triple XL at Target.
Yeah.
It can make me look thin.
Well, the triple XLT, which you're not T.
I look like a pile of tapioca.
Yeah.
I'm a short little guy. I stand up. The shirt goes to my knees.
You put a belt on. You get yourself an evening outfit, a dress.
Like, what are you, pregnant?
Cinch it. Wowee.
Mama mia.
I got something in there that is, I don't even know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm going to do something with it.
I can't wait to put on my disco C-ring.
Yeah, I saw that in there. I just threw it to you. Like, I was going through the basket, and I didn't even think to give it to Frosty. I just went, ew.
It's got, like, flashing lights around it. I'm like, that's what I want strapped around everything I have.
Why?
A battery pack of electricity.
Don't use it in the jacuzzi.
No. Oh, God.
Yeah, I got it. So why don't you get all that damn stuff out there so I can take that basket home and put flowers in it?
Well, I gave you the pink feather boa.
Mark.
Hey, guys, listen, I'm a new listener. You guys are great. You guys rock.
Thank you. Very nice.
A lot of fun. I just want to just chime in. These islands, and when I refer to these islands, I mean any island that relies upon tourism, us Americans to come, get all drunk, get all stupid. I mean, I was in high school. I was on a senior trip. And it was a prep school, like all guys or whatever. We go to Bermuda, which is supposed to be one of the nicer islands. You know, ex-British colony, the whole nine yards. And we tear the place up. But one of my friends went, he went missing for about 3 days.
Mm.
We drove his moped off a dock into a bay. Okay?
What?
To make it look like that's why he went missing?
No. We were doing that as a goof. Just like, ha-ha, Rich's moped, you know.
While he's missing, you did this.
No.
They didn't know he was missing yet.
No. He wasn't missing yet. He had hooked up with a girl.
Okay.
So they were off together doing whatever. We drive his moped off. They found the moped in the morning. They pull it up. They go back to the moped place. Where's Rich? We're all like, we haven't seen Rich since yesterday. They start thinking if something happened to this kid.
Oh.
We're all up like 16 years old, and we think this is the funniest thing ever. Because we know that we are the ones who drove his moped in, but we, of course, can't cop to, you know, these authorities or whomever. I mean, like, I really shouldn't use the word authority. These, like, these jokers who are like the local police were just so, I mean, just bad. And they were trying to pin it on us, and we were like...
So they found him, right?
What's that?
They found your friend 3 days later?
Well, what happened was he wasn't really gone. He met a girl. He was on the other side of the island. She was there on her senior trip. And the irony is he was like honor student, graduated from William & Mary, top of his class. The guy's an animal. So this whole honor student thing, out the window.
There you go. The preacher's daughter thing. I think that honor students gone wild is...
There's your video.
There's the video.
Because you're all pent up crazy. All year. It's all about books
studies.
And doing that. And so when you get your week off away from home.
Your week to drink and whore around.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's the worst kind.
You deserve it if you've, you know, been super student for 4 years. Mm-hmm. You want to cut loose.
Exactly.
So when they keep saying, oh, this poor missing girl in Aruba is an honor student and beautiful. Well, that means she probably was partying harder than anyone else down there because she hadn't done it the last 4 years. The thing is, if I went anywhere with a group of friends, I wouldn't just disappear for 3 days.
You would, though, if you met a girl and got laid and you didn't have a cell phone.
Well, maybe a night, but if day two is coming and going and three, and I think I would just make a phone call. Hey, just want you to know, I'm not drowned. I haven't been kidnapped by pirates.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over it. So I would tell you after 3 days. We went on a vacation together, Heidi. I wouldn't just disappear for 72 hours on you.
Right.
That's just asking for trouble.
Yeah, but that's coming out of, I mean, you're an older person. You know, when you're 16, you met a girl, you laid the night before, now you're this next morning, and you're still in bed with her, and I don't think you're thinking of your buddies at that point.
That bloody mattress was dog blood.
Oh, what?
And they found the dead dog near the scene where they found the bloody mattress, so.
Well, explain that, it didn't make any sense. It was bleeding and crawled in a mattress
maybe
to die.
Maybe it had babies. You know, maybe she was on the bed giving birth.
On the mattress?
Yeah.
The dog was dead.
I know. Sometimes
why it was bleeding. It was being killed.
On the mattress. What a strange place to kill a dog.
Why wouldn't you?
On a mattress?
Why wouldn't you lay some plastic out and kill it out back?
Or kill it in the tub so the water goes down the drain. Why would you put it on a nice, perfectly good hotel mattress? These are the questions to be answered. Rob, you're 97.1.
All right, pirate bar with a steering wheel tied to his testicles. Bartender comes over and grabs the thing and goes, what the hell is this? And the pirate goes, ah, oh, you're driving me nuts.
All right.
Mike, you went for Ozzy, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
Along the same pirate line, I don't know if you guys remember, a couple years ago they made a movie about those pirates in Aruba. I don't remember the name of it, but I know it was rated R.
Mike, we were doing so well.
It's rated R.
Wow. This boat's sinking. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Get more shows like this at 97.1fmtalk.com.